The war in Iraq has taken the lives of at least 70 contractors, civilians hired to assist the military. Truck drivers get attacked frequently, and 7 contractors were among the 22 who died last month when a suicide bomber managed to get into a military dining hall near Mosul. Yet the contracting jobs pay so well that stories of contractor casualties haven't done much to discourage people from signing up. Janet Heimlich reports.
Working as a contractor in Iraq or other parts of the Middle East is no picnic. You live alongside the military in cramped tents, eat the same bland food, and breathe the same dusty air.
Other hazards you may encounter include things like mice, snakes, scorpions, ticks, fleas, spiders, real big ones, okay?
That's Tim Turner, who's a recruiter for KBR, a subsidiary of Halliburton that currently has more than 40,000 employees and contractors working in Iraq, Kuwait, and Afghanistan. At this recruitment fair in Houston, Turner is talking to about 250 men and women who hope to land jobs as mechanics, accountants, truck drivers, and cooks.
Because you're living on this military base, remember, they're targets. It's still potentially dangerous over there. There can be random occurrences of gunfire, rocket fire, or mortar fire.
Turner tries to give the group a true grim picture of life abroad. KBR promises the approximately 500 people it sends overseas every week a free trip home if they get cold feet at any time during their assignments. Attrition rates fluctuate between 2% and 6%. When Turner opens it up to questions, the second one is about pay. But Turner says he won't talk about money here.
If you talk with a recruiter, that recruiter will thoroughly cover your pay with you and make sure that you understand how that'll work.
With that, the man who asked the question gets up to leave. He's James Dill, an out-of-work electrician in Houston. Dill says he's off to submit his resume online, as KBR now requires, and he's confident a recruiter will call. If that happens, the next step would be to get together the necessary paperwork.
I've been on the road for 5 years. It's real hard for me to get all the information for everywhere I've lived, RV parks, with friends, things like that. But it'll come together. And I wish you'd talk more about the money, but I'm hoping it's 6 figures plus, you know. And that's the biggest reason everyone's here.
Dill says he isn't put off by news reports of contractors dying.
You know, if you get killed, you know, I'll be 51 years old next week. I don't see any reason to worry about safety. You know, I've had a gun put in my head, had a knife put to me, this and that, and why not? I mean, why not make money at it?
Many others here also say the risks are worth the big salaries. KBR estimates that contractors make between $80,000 and $100,000 a year, and much of that can be free of federal income tax. Franklin Quarles used to be a school teacher in Houston before he took a job in a military cafeteria in Afghanistan in November. He made a $70,000 a year salary.
And that's almost more than twice what I was making, washing dishes.
After a month, Quarles quit so he could come home when he had a death in the family. Soon after that, the mess hall near Mosul was bombed, but Quarles says that didn't change his mind about coming to this recruitment fair.
You just pray on it, but no. I mean, I'm going, and my mother doesn't want me to go, but I'm still going. It's the money.
But KBR officials say most of the applicants who get hired and go through training see more than just dollar signs. Jennifer Dellinger handles public relations for KBR, and John Watson is the company's recruiting supervisor.
You need to have a sense of patriotism or a sense of duty or a sense that you're helping do something or even just a sense of adventure, that you're making a difference.
A lot of them are just going over there to support the troops, and they feel they are a part of this effort.
KBR says it receives an average of more than 16,000 applications a month, and the number continues to increase. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich.